Well, it's our last day together. We've looked at a lot of things in this very short mini course. We talked about what it means to be a virtuous woman of God. We learned that the word virtuous is the same word that's used in the phrase men of valor. It means courageous and strong. We discussed the culture war against women and how important it is that we find our identity as dearly loved daughters of the King. We looked at the concepts of wholeness and perceived lack, and we saw that perceptions are beliefs that color our world, whether they're true or not. We then looked at some biblical women, even one under a family curse, and we realized that while they appear to be unworthy of honor by human standards, by placing these women in Scripture and in the line of Christ, we know that God looks only at the heart. We moved from there to reverence and humility because we know that the fear of God or holy reverence for Him is the beginning of wisdom. And this led us to take a look at wisdom and the woman foolishness. And we saw a marked contrast between the two. While the woman foolishness is loud and undisciplined, selfish and deceptive, she doesn't care who she hurts, she takes advantage of others. We saw that wisdom, on the other hand, cries from the place where the paths diverge, hoping to save some from going down the path that leads to hell. Wisdom exalts God. Wisdom promises happiness and blessing and prosperity and eternal life. Understanding wisdom, we also looked at the Proverbs 31 woman, the epitome of wisdom. We saw that she's strong. She looks after her husband, her children, herself, and those who facilitate her efforts, as well as the poor and needy. We saw she's diligent and wise, and she has the law of kindness on her lips. We looked at a few examples of courageous women. We recognized the courage of Bathsheba, who as a mother looked out for the interests of her son. We then looked more closely at some qualities of women, and we saw the womanly roles of wife and mother, as well as the all-out hatred that Satan has for the female gender. We then saw the tender, sweet, loving compassion of God displayed through Jesus in His treatment of women. That's a whole lot of learning in one small mini-course, right? But I've wanted to share my heart with you for some time now to encourage you that God has not abandoned us. We don't have to scream and demand our rights. We don't have to become masculine to protect ourselves. We don't have to change our identity to gain a sense of worth in this strange world system. If we're faithful and we cling to Jesus and to His Word and love wisdom and seek it with our whole heart, we will find it. And we'll find the kind of joy in our uniting with Christ that makes us want to shout for joy at the good news. May God bless you in direct proportion to your desire for Him. May He grant you a vision of your life and your purpose in Him and give you strength and courage as you pursue Him as a dearly loved, virtuous woman of God.